This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Marshall Terry.
And I'm Lisa Wharf. President Trump yesterday called off the Jacksonville, Florida portion of the Republican National Convention, saying it's not the right time for a large convention. The GOP last month moved most of the convention from Charlotte after Governor Roy Cooper wouldn't guarantee the Republicans a packed house at the Spectrum Center. Joining me to talk about what this means for Charlotte is WFAE's political reporter, Steve Harrison. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Lisa.
Where did it all go wrong in Jacksonville?
Well, I think the biggest factor was the coronavirus. Jacksonville has about the same number of cases as Mecklenburg County, but Florida overall has seen this huge surge, with the state consistently adding 10,000 cases a day. So the Republicans went from a state where the virus was simmering to one where it began to boil. And remember, a big reason for going to Florida was local politics. The mayor of Jacksonville is a Republican. The city council is a Republican majority. But then this week, the Republican sheriff of Duval County said, hang on, wait a minute, we aren't ready to pull this off. He essentially said he had serious problems about providing security for the convention on such a short notice. And then there was going to be a big city council vote next week on authorizing the mayor to spend security money without council approval. And the Democrats there were mounting a serious challenge to that.
So nothing is happening in Jacksonville. This means Charlotte is back in the spotlight again, right? Even if it's a small spotlight?
That's right. We are back. President Trump said some official business will take place in Charlotte, and an RNC spokesperson said last night the same thing. I looked at an official schedule for this business-only convention, and it has 336 delegates and officials arriving in Charlotte on Friday, August 21st. They would conduct meetings over the weekend and then nominate the president on Monday morning, August 24th. Then they were supposed to fly to Jacksonville later that day. Now I guess they're going to fly home.
And is there any indication Charlotte might try and get more parts of the convention now that Jacksonville is out?
I don't think so. And I think one thing to remember is that all of those events that we talked about earlier, it's unclear if any of that can take place, all the events in Charlotte, I mean, because right now we are in phase two and there is a prohibition of more than 10 people gathering indoors at a time. So even having this business-only meeting is going to be a challenge. And don't count on any help from the local host committee, which is trying to pay off its debts from raising money for what was supposed to be a normal Charlotte convention. When the RNC left, it talked about the GOP's, quote, broken promises to Charlotte.
And the city is still owed money as well, right?
It is. Charlotte has spent $16.7 million mostly preparing for security costs. And the city attorney sent the RNC a letter over the weekend saying that we're not going to spend anything more. We expect the Department of Justice to pay us back, and you can't expand your convention because we aren't preparing for it.
That's WFAE's political reporter, Steve Harrison. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Lisa.